sheni that comes from a regular sheni l'tuma. The sheni gufa asa l'chulin, that even a sheni has tuma by chulin. Whereas by regular chulin there's a rishin and a sheni. So when a sheni touches a shlishi, for sure it should make a pesul for truma, and for sure that should make a revi for kachim. Is that, that's what saying, no, ain't a din, isn't it a svar for sure, shoyis to revi b'kodesh? Isn't it a svar for sure that I should even make a revi b'kodesh? But the chitayna, maybe you want to tell me, mishum diikla mifukot shigdes takasha, malat fuyem shekai navatuma, malat fuyem that is navatuma. So you can't make a kavachayma from a tfuyem. So the Gemara says, no, hoi asinu imechusa kipurim, v'loi pirchei. Before you yourself learned out from the Chusik Yipurim, this Kavachayma, and then you did not ask this Kasha to say, I is Shaykh and Avatuma. So you yourself also ask him, that's not such a Kasha. Yeah. And this verse says, Omar Rav Asi, Omar Rav, V'yamri lo, Omar Rabba Bar Isi, Omar Rav, Rav Meya, Rav Yosi, Rav Yeshua, Rav Yelozov, Rav Eliezer, Kula Svirulhu, all of these Mandiyamim hold, the Ein Sheini Oise Shlishi Bechulim. Chorb Shita, that by regular Chulim, not Nogaya to Truma, not Nogaya to Kachim, a Sheini does not make a Shlishi. Rav Meir, where's Rav Meir Shita the Tnan, like we learned? Kol HaToyin B'yasmai Medivrei Seifrim. Anytime you tell me, like Midirabonim, Medivrei Seifrim, is Metameh HaKadosh, in Metameh Kachim, or Poisles HaTruma, and you passel truma, but a muta bachulin, it's muta bachulin of a maisa, divri of a maya. So kol atoyim bi esmai means you have a sheni l'tuma. You like have a tuma sheni on you. And still we say what? For chulin, it's muta. And Rashi says, kol shu tomin at any time you tomin mid yiraisa. V'chachom amit ki kul lova b'mayi, v'chom made you not go into water, for li tog going out bo rosh rubu b'mayim shuvim. It's as if you're a sheni l'tuma. So it says clearly you did not do anything for chulin. For chulin you tore. So you see clearly that a sheni does not make a shlishi for chulin. The chomim vayishim chom asa b'maisa. They all know by maisa takra it's also. By maisa a sheni can make a shlishi. Rabbi Yosi hodi yamar. Just like we said before. The emitter is if you're going to tell me now that there is such a thing of a shlishi by chulin, la'aytsi l'revi b'truma v'chamishu b'kodesh. Rav Yosi makes this kal v'chaymis. So if you're going to tell me that there is a shlishi l'tuma by chulin, so then by truma I should have a kal v'chaymis to go one step further, that there should be a revi, and for kachim is a step further, there should be a chamishi. And we know not like that. We know we only have a shlishi for truma and a revi by kachim. So if avad you don't make this, therefore for sure a sheni by chulin does not make a shlishi. Rav Yeshua does not. Where's Rabbi Yeshua? We learn like this. Rabbi Yeshua also holds that a sheni does not make a shlishi for chulin. Chulin means regular meat. Any food we have does it become tummy or not if a sheni touches it? Now we learn like this. Rabbi Lazar Weiner, ha'oichel oichel rishon rishon. If somebody eats food that had a tumas rishon on it, he himself becomes a rishon. Sheni sheni. Somebody eats food that had a tumas sheni on it, he also becomes a sheni. Shlishi, shlishi. Somebody eats food that has a shlishi, also becomes a shlishi. So it comes out that this, the chulin, there is a shlishi by chulin. We have Yeshua, I mean, no. Hoichel, hoichel, rishon, v'yechel, sheni, sheni. Shlishi, sheni, b'kodesh. V'yein, sheni, b'truma. That what a shlishi, if you eat a sheni, ochel, sheni, you become a sheni. Shlishi, sheni, but if you eat a shlishi, you become a sheni for kachim. The ain't sheni b'truma, not even the sheni for truma. Yeah. So this is the more answer to what we're talking about here. B'chulin shenasu atayra truma. Talking about chulin, that really the food here is really truma. It's really chulin, but he made it al tayra truma. Means he wants to watch his own chulin eat it with the tayrus of truma. This we say al tayrus at trumin. Only because he wanted to make a Torah for Truma and not for Torah for Kodesh. Salma, what do we see? It's only a question if you have Truma involved here. When do we say there's a Truma Shlishi? Only when it has to do with Truma. But if you don't have truma to do here, then there's not even a tumas shlishi. That's al muksover also ain't shein the yoyse shlishi bachulim. We have Yeleza the Tanya. We have Eleza Weimer. Shlosh don shoven. They're all three equal. Harishon sheva kodesh, v'sheva chulim, v'sheva truma. That a rishon of tumah applies to all three of them. Metame yeshnayim upoisel echad bakodesh, metame echad upoisel echad b'truma, upoisel echad b'chulin. That what did you see also? That the chulin you only have a rishon to make a sheni, but a sheni cannot go further to make a shlishi by chulin. We have Yelezer the Tanan. We have Lezer Roimer. Chalo nitelis min atoyra la tumah. When you want to take challah from dough, you can take it off dough that's tor, or from dough that's tummy. Ketzet, what do you do? Shtei isos, you have two doughs in front of you. Achas tor of yachas tumeya. One dough is tor and one dough is tummy. So lochur is noito kadei challah mi isa. You take out kadei challah from the isa. Shleihur mor chalosoi. Ve noisein pochus mi kebeitza biemza. So do like this. Noito kadei challah mi isa shleihur mor chalosa. Take off the measurement of challah from the dough that you didn't take off challah yet. Put less than a beitza of dough in between. Because when you take off challah, it's supposed to be minamukav, means one next to another. So one dough is tamei. You don't want to touch that dough. You don't want it to become tamei. But you're supposed to, all the pieces are supposed to be next to one another. So put a piece of dough in between, that's less than a kebeitza, in between, and that's not metamei. The Chacham Moim Lachom say though, Chacham Moisim say no, there's not a good eitza. The Tanya we learned, kebeitza savru idi v'idi. So well, when you have a size of a beitza, then we hold what that the isa rishoina, that the isa rishma tumet makes, the chulin atfun lachala like a chaladami, and tfumin. Dough that you set aside to take off challah, even though you didn't take off the challah yet, it's not called kechala dummy. So then, what's the machlokes over here if it becomes tummy or not? So my lab, this is what the machlokes is totally in. The ma'asavar ain sheni yoyse shlishi bechulin. One hold, you have nothing to worry about. This dough now is a sheni, and if, since you didn't take off challah yet, it's only chulin. So a sheni could not make a shlishi by chulin. So therefore, I don't care if the dough touches one another. A sheni cannot make a shlishi b'chulin. Or ma'as savano, that sheni yais a shlishi b'chulin. No, he can't do that much either. But I'll tell you, a sheni could make a shlishi b'chulin. This thing more says, no, Amar Rav Mori, bread of Kana, I'll tell you, maybe not like that. The kula yama, really everybody could hold, ain't sheni yais a shlishi b'chulin. Maybe no. Everybody holds that a sheni cannot make a shlishi b'chulin. The yocho b'chulin na'tfulin l'chala k'miflagi. Here the machlekes says, if you have regular chulin, it's dough. But you know your oymed, it's oymed to take challah out of it. You didn't take challah yet, but you know you're going to take challah from it. That's the machlokes. Ma sava one old kechallah dummy. That has a loch like regular challah. Or ma sava no. Or ma sava like kechallah dummy. That since you didn't take off truma yet, it's not called kechallah. And the boy is not there to tell you the kuli on everybody else that chum not full mechallah like kechallah dummy. Everybody else the chum that's oymed for challah is not kechallah dummy. The yain sheni yoyse shlishi b'chulin, and the sheni does not make a shlishi b'chulin. If so, the hocha, what's the machlokes? The muta ligroim tuma lechulin sheberet Yisrael k'niflagi. If you have regular chulin, can you make a tummy and not an Eretz Yisrael? Masava muta ligroim tuma lechulin sheberet Yisrael. Since right now this dough is chulin, there's no issa to make a tummy, so therefore you're allowed to make the tummy dika dough, touch the tar dika dough. The other one holds no, that also ligram tumma lechulin shemeret Yisrael, even though it's only chulin, but in Eretz Yisrael there's this chumra not to make regular chulin tummy. Therefore, when you have these two doughs, that one is tummy, you don't have the eitza that they should be touching one another. Because if they touch one another, you're going to make the dough tummy, and even by chulin yod, chulin Eretz Yisrael, you can't make tummy.
Alright, we'll go over again this last gemara again in the next tape. Alright, we'll stop here.
Avatuma, if it touches something, it makes it into a Rishon Latuma. When the Rishon touches something else, it makes it into a Sheni Latuma. That a...
You hold the Daflamin on Allah. If we go over again, the last Gemara again. The last Gemara, Daflamin on Allah, said that these few Mandi Yomrim, they all hold that the Yang Sheni Oysa Shlishi Bachulin. All these Tanoim hold that by Chulin, the last you can have is a Sheni. You can't have a Shlishi. There's no Sheni that does not make a Shlishi by Chulin. The last Baran Gemara was Reb Elezer. Where's Reb Elezer Shita? Titania would not like this. We've known more before. You have Yeshua, Titanan. Yeshua Titanan. Where's Yeshua? You have Lezoim, Reb Elezer says, Oichel, Oichel, Rishon, Rishon. Somebody eats a Rishon Latuma, Midrabon, and his goof becomes a Rishon Latuma. Sheni, Sheni. Somebody eats a Sheni Latuma, his goof becomes a Sheni. Shlishi, Shlishi. If he eats a Shlishi, his goof becomes a Shlishi. Reb Yeshua, Oichel, 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 Rishon. If you eat a Rishon or a Sheni, your goof becomes only a Sheni. Shlishi, if you eat a Shlishi, Sheni Bakodesh. You only become a Sheni for Kachim, V'yein Sheni B'Truma. And you don't become a Sheni for Truma. And which type of a Truma? The Chulin Shenasu Atairus Truma. The Chulin that you eat, a Kohen that eats his Chulin, he wants to be Machmir Tibet like the Loch of Truma. That's when there's a Sheni that makes a Shlishi. So on this, the diak al tyrus at truma in al tyrus akodesh loy, or some girsa should be al chulin loy. Alma from here, the raya is ksavre and chen yosha shlishi bachulin. From here, we have a raya that Reb Elezer holds, that Yeshua holds, that a sheni does not make a shlishi bachulin. Because even if the old girsa ain't chen yosha shlishi bachulin, Alma from here, ain't tyrus kodesh, a kopon was only shalat truma and kodesh. But by chulin, for sure, a sheni does not make a shlishi. Rabbi Eliezer de Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Oimer, Shalosh Don Shavin. All three have the same halacha that Harishon Sheba Kodesh, Sheba Chulin, Sheba Truma. Metame, that everybody knows, Harishon Latuma could make a Sheni Latuma, even for Chulin, and for sure for Truma and for Kachim. Mashenke now, Metame Echad or Poisel Echad. Now, Betruma or Poisel Echad Bachulin. It only makes one more apostle, Bachulim is a Rishon, makes a Sheni Bachulin. So that's all. So you see clearly, Reb Elezer holds that a Rishon only makes a Sheni Bachulin, and it does not go further. Reb Elezer holds this to Tanan. Reb Elezer Oimer, Chalo Niteles Minatora Latmeya. In the case we have two types of doughs in front of you, and you have to take off Chalo, so you want to take off, and one dough is Tomei. So you want to take off challah for that dough that's tummy. So you shouldn't take challah from it itself because it's not nice. So the answer is to take, we'll soon see. So Kate said, what are you supposed to do? Shtei isoy. So you have two doughs in front of you. Achas torah v'yachas tummy. One dough is torah, one dough is tummy. Is noito kedei challah me'isa. You're supposed to take kedei challah from the isa that's tahor. But shleihur mer chalosle, before you took off the challah. Now v'noy saying you put pochos mikabetza v'yemza. In between this dough that's tamei and the dough that's tor, like the Indian, k'dei lita min amukaf. When you take off challah one from another, the doughs are supposed to be touching one another. That's called min amukaf. They're supposed to be next close to one another. Now here, if one dough is tamei, you don't want the other dough to touch it directly, because then the dough would become tamei. So therefore what we do is we put a little piece in between pachas mikabetza. So Rashi learns Shittur is, even though that Tochus Mekabetz in itself is Makabu Tumor, but our Koponim, it's not Matama the other dough. Less than a Kabetz, Soicha Rashi holds is Makabu Tumor, but it's not strong enough to be Matama something else. So therefore we put a small piece of dough in between, that now the two pieces are like touching one another. Kedelitum in Amukah.